back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jop here. Barbecue Bob is out, so joining me in the studio is the baritone of beer and the king of hard water fishing, my buddy Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. Chaz, I'm going to turn this over to you, brother, because all I want to do is have you tell us a little bit about 'tis the season for hard water fishing. I know no one that does it better than you, so let's impart a little knowledge and a little advice on the guys that want to ice fish.
I could introduce you to a couple of guys that are better than me.
Yeah, right. But
I've got some friends, and we compete quite a bit. Now, last week I was on a couple other stations talking about ice safety, and it's still time to concern yourself about ice safety. And I know we're heard in areas where the lakes don't freeze. So you guys just plan a vacation to Michigan. We'll take you fishing. We go out on the ice because I don't have to take a boat.
Right.
I can walk to my fishing hole. I can drill a hole and be right over top of the school without disturbing them, without them seeing me, and catch fish on really super ultralight tackle. And that is fun. When you hear that real scream and it's taking line and you're fighting that fish and you get it up and, yeah, it's 3/4 of a pound. But, man, was that fun.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, you know, Big Pauly tells us about offshore.
Right.
Well, this is our version of that kind of big fun.
Yeah.
And anybody can do it. You can go down to your local hardware store, sporting goods. Our friends at Allen Bob's are going to have a sale.
Right.
And get some ice fishing equipment for under $100, everything you need.
Right.
And walk out there on the ice. When you're walking out on the ice, take a spud, check the ice.
What's a spud, for those that don't
know? Spud is a big bar. It weighs about 20 pounds. It's got a sharp chisel point on it, and you whack the ice with it. And
In front of you,
as right. you're walking out to check how thick that ice is. Now, if it goes through on the first hit, then not the place to go ice fishing.
Right.
But if you can get 2-3 hits on it, that's pretty safe to walk on.
So when you say safe, I'm never the first guy on the ice. Somebody has to be, right? But so that spud is it, you don't have to worry about it. When you knock a hole through, it drops you too. Then it's really too thin, right?
Well, you know, you've got a lanyard on it, so you're going right. to get it, and it's going to punch through, and you grab it, and you say, yeah. whoa, back up.
Yep.
Find a different path or a different lake.
Right.
It only weighs 20 pounds, so this is like swinging a big, heavy hammer or something
right.
on it. But you're walking out carefully on that.
Okay.
Now, another thing that we recommend some form of spikes that slip over your boot and keep you from slipping. We're old enough that we don't need to slip and fall on anything.
I don't bounce well anymore, man.
Because it just hurts for weeks.
Right.
And when you do fall, if it is thin ice, you've got a better chance of going swimming.
Right.
And that's a bad program. Right. So we recommend you get some of those boot spikes. You go out there, be safe, all about it. It helps climbing the hill back up to where you parked. It's just really safety, and don't go alone.
Right.
There's a ton of other things. We wear floating suits because we are the first guys out on the ice.
Right.
And other things that we do, we carry rescue ropes and things like that. But the big deal is to go out there in the tranquility. There's no mosquitoes.
Right.
There's just beautiful white around you. It's quiet. It's serene. It's you and the fish.
Right.
And you take the next step up and you buy some electronics, a sonar unit, to find the fish and more accurately locate them. You start buying more expensive rods and better jigs and things like that, and now you're pretty reliably catching fish.
It's like anything else. If you've got the right equipment, it becomes a lot more fun. And let's focus in on the electronics a little bit, because to me, this takes most of the chance. You can't make them bite. But what I can tell you is if there's no fish below where you're fishing, they're never going to bite, right? So this electronics, take us down the road, is what is it, what does it do for you, and why does somebody want to invest in that?
It's sonar, okay? So it's going to use sonar echoing to find the fish and show you if there is fish in the spot where you're at. You put a transducer, and that's a little electronic cone that goes down below the ice through your hole, and that sends out the sound waves and picks them up as it comes back.
Doesn't scare the fish away.
No. Nope.
They don't even know it's there.
And then it displays out on your flasher. Now, there's a couple of different styles of flashers, but you have to when you get a flasher, you go to YouTube and you watch all the videos on that flasher, and they'll teach you all about it. And then you go out with a guy like me, and we'll give you pointers.
Right.
And then you're killing them. Because one of your favorite fish to catch is crappie.
Right.
You know, Joppy's crappie.
Right,
I heard about that all the time.
Right.
Joppy's crappie like to be suspended. So they're not on the bottom.
Right.
So if I don't have electronics, I don't know where they are. And they're going to be very difficult to find. Now, if I know where they are with my electronics, and I can also see my jig as
well, that's where
down.
I was going to go, is these electronics, this little transducer that he's talking about is actually suspended in the actual hole that you're fishing in. Okay, so it's constantly monitoring what's going on below you, because when you're ice fishing, you have a hole. You might have two rods, but the successful guys really only fish with one. You can't watch two and detect the bites, right? Unless you're super good.
The second one's called a tip-up.
Yeah, right. So you've got your fishing rod there and this transducer down the hole, and these things are so sensitive, then you use a little tungsten jig or something, that sonar picks that up. And what Chaz was talking about with the suspended fish is, you might be in 30 foot of water, but the fish are from 22 to 24 up off the bottom. Well, if you're fishing at 29 and the fish are at 22, you're never going to catch fish, right? But you can follow that little jig straight down, and you can see where the fish are. It's almost like cheating, you know?
And then you put it about 3 inches above them,
right,
and start wiggling it.
Right.
And you'll watch that fish come right up,
yeah,
and hit it. Now, you can take it to the next level, and you can get cameras. And I know that some of our friends that run a big charity thing in February out there on the dam, they hook up their cameras to big screen TVs in tents out there. So you can actually stand around, drink beer, and watch the fish being caught.
How fun is that?
It's kind
of crazy.
That's
a whole new dimension to the sport. Yeah. Right?
But we took it to the next level. And a few of my buddies here in Michigan, we've joined the USA Ice team, where we fish overseas for the World Championship. Last year we were in Latvia. I was just showing you my Stormy Cromer.
Right.
This year we're going to Kazakhstan. Now, for those of you that don't know where Kazakhstan is, you find Afghanistan and go two countries north. Yes, it's up by Moscow next to Mongolia.
Okay, so this is not a war zone.
No.
No, this is
high plains, mountainous areas that is a frozen tundra. And there's a big lake out there that I can't even pronounce the name of. But if you go to usaiceteam.org, there's a whole thing on it out there. Where it'll even click on it, and it'll take you there on Google Maps, and you'll see that it is 11 time zones away from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow. Wow. So you're going to literally travel around the world to go. And when does this happen, Chaz?
We're going to be there in mid-March. The competition is the 17th and 18th. We're flying out, I think, on the 8th of March.
Okay.
We'll be back something like the 20th. As far as I can tell, it takes about 2 days to get there and about one to get back,
yeah,
because we're coming the right direction.
I see.
But when we fish out there, we're fishing really rustic. We're fishing with palm rods, no electronics. So our, as you mentioned, cheating, that is cheating in the worlds.
Right.
And no power augers. And we have run into up to 30 inches of ice, and
wow,
you hand auger through it.
Wow. So you don't want to move too many times is where that's at. You want to try to
really
find those.
Yeah, but you end up moving a lot.
Yeah, I bet you
it's
do.
Quite the athlete's sport. And we're going practicing this weekend,
yeah,
up around Lakeview later this afternoon. We're going to be up there running a little Rage the Cage tournament. You'll find it out there if you follow through Facebook and find us.
Right. One last thing that I want to talk about is the MI Ice Guys real quick. Tell the people what that's all about and how
MI Ice
them.
Guys is a podcast that a couple of us on the USA team put together. We're Michigan guys talking about Michigan ice fishing, not too much about the worlds, but we do touch on that. More focused on the kind of fishing we do here in Michigan. Pan fishing, tip up for pike, things like that. We do recipes, everything. But it's a podcast, just like we do with the Grilling Guys, except we don't have that radio portion.
Right.
So you listen anytime you want at miiceguys.com.
And one last thing on that, you also have an ice thickness map, which is the people that get on the app can report how thick the ice is on the lake that they're on. A really good tool for anybody that wants to ice fish.
Yeah, so you don't do that 2.5-hour drive and find out there's no ice.
Right, and again, that's that. How do they find that?
miiceguys.com.
Very good. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, maybe talk a little bit more about fishing, some recipes and the like. It's the New Year's Eve show.
I heard we got a special guest, too.
Yeah, right. Yep. It's the New Year's Eve show. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's a hell of a life. It's a hell of a life.